My friend, courageous soul, on the other side of fear is courage. And to get there, you need to take action. Courage and fear are one another's polar opposites. To find that coexistence, to be in that equilibrium, to be in that balanced state, you've got to create action. When you do, it is so freeing when you're on the other side. Welcome to the Living Courageously podcast. This is a place where women can really connect with themselves through the lens of courage. What does courage mean to you? What does it look like to live a courageous life? What does it mean to turn these dreams and these thoughts and these visions into these lived experiences and these realities? I'm your host, Ashley Strong Smith. In this lifetime, I've been blessed to continuously live through a place of courage, turning my dreams into realities and truly experiencing a life that is far better than I could have ever imagined. My greatest inspiration is bringing the very tools, rituals, practices, and tangible resources to you alongside the courageous women that you'll meet here. Ultimately building a community around women choosing courage over fear, creating their dream lives. Courageous soul, inspirational soul, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I am truly so honored and excited that you are here tuning in for another week's episode of the Living Courageously podcast. I'm on episode 27, and it seems so surreal that not too long ago, I was still dreaming up this podcast, and it was so nervous to record episode 1, episode 2, episode 3. And I look back and it took so much courage for me to be able to record a solo episode that was just 20 minutes long. And now here I am on episode 27 and I feel like there has been the most beautiful like growth and shift, just being able to be in this space, to be in connection and communication with you in this way. If you're listening to this in the car or in your headphones or as you're cleaning your house, I just really want to say thank you. Thank you for the support. Thank you for being here. And most importantly, thank you for being such a deep inspiration in my life. Because although I don't know each of you personally, which I would love to know, if you're tuning in, please DM me on Instagram. Please email me at hello@ashleystrongsmith.com. Like, I would love to know who is tuning in and listening. I can get an idea by the reviews, but even the like usernames on the reviews doesn't make it very obvious of who it is. And why I'm so curious to learn who you are as a listener and a courageous member in just like community vibe and team of this podcast and this space is because you are my biggest inspiration. And I wholeheartedly mean that. Before I dive in, I just feel like I need to say two things. One, I have this weird cough right now, and I don't know if it's from my incense or if it's from me snow blowing like a madwoman this morning, because we've got another 2.5 feet of snow coming over the next couple days. And so I really wanted to clear our driveway. So you may hear some crackling in my voice, and that is why. The other thing is, as I mentioned, my window is cracked open. The fresh air is really supportive for me right now, but I live, my main address is off of a pretty public road. And so there's a good chance you're going to hear cars driving by, and I am just going to be with it because that is life right now. That is this moment. I am doing something I find lately. I've been telling my daughter a lot. I'm struggling a little bit being a mom right now with all the avenues. And I tell her, mommy is doing the best that she can. And I say that as a reminder to myself in that moment, but I share that because we're all doing the best that we can. And sometimes we want our best to be or to look different than what really is. But truth is, our best is what we're doing in this moment. And so, windows open, crackly voice, I am here being the absolute best that I can in this moment and feeling so much gratitude for it. Why you are my inspiration is because these solo episodes, my goal by third quarter of this year is to be releasing 2 episodes a week, 1 solo and 1 interview. I don't have support or a team yet for the podcast, and I do it all by myself. And so I don't have the manpower and bandwidth to do 2 episodes in a week. But why I want to get to that point is because each time that I sit down, first I do a little bit of a guided meditation, really just calling in my angels and my guides and my support and bringing myself into my body and most importantly, into my heart. But every time I do this, I discover like links, missing links or pieces, or like I'm able to identify patterns and ways in which I maneuver and live my life. And in turn, I then get to show up in this space and share them with you. And so for that, you are my inspiration. And I am truly so grateful for you and for this space and the courageous community that is being built, because I'm actually, for the first time, I'm actually documenting processes that are just the way that my brain works and the way that I function. But the beautiful thing is, we're all here to teach and to learn. We're all here to inspire and be inspired. And so I am so excited to dive into today's episode. I have been thinking about this idea so much lately of polar opposites. One thing cannot exist without its opposite. Day wouldn't exist without night. The sun wouldn't exist without the moon. Flowers wouldn't exist without water. These are polar opposites. Good, bad, dark, light, ebbs, flows. These polar opposites need one another for coexistence. And one of the primary pillars and foundation of my life, of my business, of this podcast is I choose courage over fear. But the truth is, courage and me being able to choose courage could not and would not exist if there wasn't a fear present. And I feel like lately, there have been so many moments where I am truly having to pause to I talk to myself a lot. I don't know about you, but I literally will like have a full on dialogue with myself of having to really walk myself through, Ashley, this is a moment of fear. You have 2 options right now. You can sit in the fear and you cannot act, or you can create action and move this fear into a place of courage. And because I have chosen to live courageously and truly live my life through the lens of courage and to create a space and a platform centered around this very courage, you better believe I chose the latter, where I have chosen to acknowledge that fear, create an action item to then get me onto the other side of courage. And so with this lately, I have been feeling this sense of like rebirth, reemergence, like starting again and renewal. There hasn't been like something huge that has been like a starting moment. It's been a lot of small actions that have created the sensation and feeling of like, I have been getting challenged in living courageously, and I am going to meet it. I am going to show up, and I am going to honor that I am being challenged, honor that there's fear or resistance or hesitancy or frustration or whatever it is that's in that fear, and I'm going to move it through courage. And so before I dive into what this looks like and what I mean by this and give you some examples in my life right now and kind of a process that I do, I'm being so deeply called to share a little poem that I wrote. This poem was built, okay, so I am a music fanatic. There's always music playing in the car, in the house. I've got different types of playlists. A lot of it, truthfully, is really mellow, just like positive affirmation, meditation, supportive type of music, and a lot of reggae. But there was this song that came on while we were displaced from the mountain called Rooted. That song came on, and it was the first time I had ever heard it, and it stopped me in my tracks. And the reason why it stopped me in my tracks is the foundation of the song is plant your feet upon the earth. Know your value, know your worth. Take a breath that's long and deep. You're carried by the ground beneath. Feel the sunshine on your skin, a lotus flower blossoming. Your journey is your offering. You are here for a reason. I'm just going to say that last part. Your journey is your offering. You are here for a reason. That song is created by a woman named Aisha Badru, AISHABADRU. I heard that song. I immediately stopped what I was doing and I began to just feel into it. I closed my eyes and before I knew it, tears were streaming down my face. One, it was the timing of the song and everything that had been going on. But two, it literally felt like someone had taken my soul, encapsulated it, and turned it into a song, like someone who I don't even know. And when that happens, I believe that is divine interference. I believe that is the universe communicating to me. And so it put me in this immense place of just like reflection and gratitude and just honoring our journeys. We are all here for a reason. Our journeys, although are so interconnected, have these unique experiences so that we can then come back together and see how we can support one another, how we can inspire one another. Again, going back to we're all here to teach and to be taught or to learn, and we're all here to inspire and be inspired. And that was kind of the beginning of what I'm calling this reemergence or this rebirth or this starting again for me. This time of year, I mean, I'm recording this today on the first day of spring. And this time of year for me is so powerful and so profound because spring and fall are by far my favorite seasons. And there's this energetic shift that happens from being dormant and a bit stagnant and just things freezing in the winter to this thawing out, this nourishing, and then this like ultimate like blossoming and growth. And I have so much admiration for this time. And although we're literally hours away from getting another 2.5 feet of snow, which doesn't feel like spring, there is beneath that, there has been this shift. And I believe it's my internal clock. Like it is my being know that it is time to start letting things melt, let the melting nourish my body, and then let that nourishment of my body then blossom this new flower, this new expression. This is what I wrote through this process and reflection. I share this and I invite you to just tune into these words and just know that reemergence, beginning again, starting anew, literally can be something that happens hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. I think sometimes it's missed discredited as like, oh, you just start the beginning of the year. That's when you're starting again. That's when you're reemerging. I don't believe in that. Although I absolutely love the beginning of the year, I believe that we have the opportunity to start anew every day and even multiple times in that day to reemerge and to start again. Wake each day in an inspirational way. Connect to your heart. Literally feel the pulse beneath your hand. Spend some time with yourself in your most favorite way. A walk in nature, a warm bath, a book in front of the fireplace, or listening to the crashing waves. Plant the seed and express its need. Make space for silence and listen to your inner voice, letting its compass be your guide. Nourish your body. Intentionally connect with the people you love most. Create your favorite playlist and listen on repeat as loudly or as quietly as needed. Let your fingertips caress the keyboard or a pen and express that within. Ignite your light and illuminate your you-ness brightly into this world. Breathe and breathe some more. Hug your partner, even just hold their hand. Be you, be fully you. Smile, dance, giggle, pray, express, cry, release, and repeat. I share those words as an invitation for you to honor where you are in this moment. You have the opportunity to begin again. Restart in the same day. Let the day unfold as it is and know that you can restart in the morning. Okay, one of the things that I am so deeply connected to right now is this idea of polar opposites. Ebbs would not exist without flows. Highs would not exist without lows. The joyous would not exist without the sad. The momentous would not exist without the frustration. The inspiring would not exist without the boredom. The adventures would not exist without the confusion. Courage cannot exist without fear. One of the things that I have truly uncovered in my own life is on the other side of fear is courage. And to get there, we need to move through action. On the other side of fear is courage. How we get there is through action. So for the way that my brain works and how I process things is I always put pen to paper. There, I love to type. Every morning in my morning pages, I type on my computer. But whenever I am preparing for something like this, I actually really connect pen to paper because there is like my brain dissects information a very specific way and it's very visual. And so I do pen to paper because I like to draw a bunch of lines and create graphs. How I really got to this and how I'm going to share this is through a table that I've made with three columns. So if you're on the go and listening to this, just take it in. Earmark this like time so that you know where to start if you want to sit down with a pen and paper. If you're in a place right now with pen and paper, I invite you to write it down. The first column, so three columns at the top of your page. First column, far left, you're going to put fear. The middle column, you're going to put action. In the right column, you're going to put courage. I left a small side along the left side for me to kind of put the life event or the theme that it is that I'm working on just for a quick reference. So these right here are four real life examples of things happening in my life that I'm very vulnerably going to share and walk you through like the inner workings of my soul and my mind and just like how I choose to move fear into courage. The first example that I'm going to share, so in the left column in my fear, is start training for a half marathon in the winter. So although today is the first day of spring, because of where we live, it is very, very much still winter. I mean, there are still 5 to 8 foot brims of snow all around where I live. So with that being said, there's nowhere for me to like really safely run in the mountain. So there's not like, because we're in the mountains, like there's not sidewalks or anything like that. But when there's not brims of snow everywhere, there's enough space for me to still even be on main roads and have space to where I'm not going to be like in the road. So my biggest fear is like, I know that this time, around this time every year, so this is now my third year doing this, I begin to train for a half marathon. I typically do a 10-week program, starting the training at 3 miles because running is like such a part of my life, although I have to be very transparent, I've hardly been running lately. For me, my starting point at 3 miles is a pretty good caliber because I can do 3 miles without having to push or really train for it. So my biggest fear is starting this training right now, knowing that there are still all these berms outside, knowing that another big storm is coming, knowing that there's a huge possibility that it's going to be weeks again before I can even safely run. And the areas where I have been able to find it in between the storms, I still knew I needed to start. Again, going back to this reemergence, rebirth, so I'm very blessed in that like things are kind of like a switch for me. Like I am able to just be like make a decision and know that that is my decision, whether it's a yes or it's a no. And so I, of course, know that running a half marathon every year is one of my biggest intentions I've set for myself. As I am growing older, I'm 35, and although I'm still very young in the scheme of things, for all those who are 35 or older out there, you know that your body changes pretty drastically when you turn 35. And so it's been so integral for me to stay connected to my health and well-being through this resource. Fear was starting it and not being able to run. My action was, okay, if I can't run on the streets, which I absolutely love to run outside, what needs to happen? Thankfully, we have a local gym that recently got sold to a super rad young couple that has like redone the gym, added more equipment, and are just like, they gave so much life to this gym that our town needed. And so I knew I wanted to join the gym, but I also knew that I have a few services that I can provide in exchange for joining the gym. So my action was I contacted the local gym, the owners of it, and I introduced myself. Not only did I introduce myself, but I said, I really would love, if you're open to it, I would love to do a trade. I can do two things. If you're needing coaching, this is my courage coaching. If you're needing photography, this is my photography. And I got a pretty immediate reply from them, which was so beautiful. And so the action continued, not only getting the reply, but staying in contact and then scheduling a meeting where I actually went into the gym, saw the gym, met with them, and got an idea of what their needs were. The courage came through that action. So a layer of my courage was reaching out. That took courage to reach out. A layer of courage and what came through the action was not only reaching out, but saying, hey, I actually would love, instead of paying for a year membership, I would love to do a trade because I have a service. I have a few services that if you can benefit from them, like I am such a proponent. Like our time is so valuable, but like our gifts are truly like their gifts. Like they are such a beautiful way of being in exchange with this world. So if I'm in a place where someone has a gift and I have a gift and we can support one another and spreading our gift, that is where I like come from. Cause I'm like, out, like, let's share what our gifts are and what we were put on this earth to do. Because as you do that, it's the ripple effect that things expand. The other piece of courage that came from the action of like contacting them, then me getting a year membership there, was actually going. Like this morning, I went to the gym. I dropped my daughter off at school. It's going to be the only day she probably go to school this week. And I made sure that like I nourished my body when I gave my daughter breakfast and that I was prepared to go straight to the gym and really act on this. And so I did just that. Courage comes through action. What started as a fear, I acted on it. Now I'm in a place of courage. Now I'm in a place where I'm 2 weeks into my half marathon training. I now have created a new relationship with a local business here. I now have access to an incredible gym that is submerged in my community. Do you see how many wins have come out of this fear? If I sat in my fear, I would have never started training. I would have never reached out. I would have never made the contact. I wouldn't have had access to this gym. I wouldn't have met new friends. Like the owners have a 3-year-old daughter just like mine. Like there's so many layers that happen when we choose courage over fear. Going on to example number 2. We are getting another 2.5, or we are supposed to be getting another 2.5 feet of snow. This is a massive fear for me. Yes, I have chosen to live in the mountains, and yes, I love the snow. And after this last storm and how hard it was on all of us, it created a lot of fear around snow. I mean, it literally paralyzed our town, like so much so that we got declared a state of emergency, that National Guard had to come in, that people were found dead in their houses, that people had to be like evacuated out. It created a pretty massive effect. I mean, I experienced a natural disaster. First time in my life. So there's a lot of fear, even though this is only 2.5 feet of snow and that was 10 feet of snow, there is still a fear. And so if I sat in my fear, I would just be in my fear. But I chose to move into action. The first thing I did was, you better believe, my freezer stocked, my pantry stocked, and we got a bunch of fresh items in the refrigerator to prepare to not have to leave the house for a week. My husband, when he was home this weekend, he dug out some wood and it has been sitting next to the fireplace, drying out so that we have wood if by any chance the power goes out again. I acted on those things. The other thing that I did this morning was, our driveway was still pretty covered in snow from the last storm. And I spent so much time and energy this morning digging it out so that we had our full driveway to just be a complete blank slate. Because if I would have left the snow where it was, the cleanup of this 2.5 feet would have been the 2.5 feet stacked on the 4 feet that was already there. So I took action and I plowed it. The other action item that I did that was causing so much fear and stress was, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays are my primary work days. I have meetings, I'm connecting with people because my daughter is at school. Although I can get work done when she is home, I can't do intentional work. Like, I cannot be on a coaching call with a client when my daughter's in the other room, like screaming because her Play-Doh is getting stuck to the bottom of her shoe. It takes me out of that like super sacred container. And so I had a few options. I'm like, okay, so I can make a choice to leave again to go to where my parents are a couple hours away to have support, or let's get creative. And so I reached out to one of our neighbors who also has a daughter. And I'm like, what is your schedule like this week? Can we trade some babysitting? I've got a really important meeting on Tuesday that's going to be 3 hours long. And of course, she was like, yeah, bring her over. The girls can play, like no problem whatsoever. That action has now brought me into a place of so much courage. One, I had courage in the fact that, like, I knew that I struggled and reached a breaking point the last storm based on certain factors. So I made sure, or I'm making sure, that I am preparing better from this way. The other big place where I'm encouraged is I admitted that I needed help, that I wasn't going to be able to have my daughter home with the types of meetings that I had. And so I asked for help. Now I sit on the other side of my fear in a place of courage, being like, I know that we're well taken care of. I know that I have support and we are going to be fine. Like, it just feels like the weight that I feel that comes off my shoulders, like how I was feeling even just yesterday versus how I'm feeling sitting here right now today, are two very different realities. They are the polar opposites. I was sitting in fear. That fear causes anxiety. That fear causes stress. That fear causes like lack of sleep, like not healthy behaviors. Now I'm sitting in a place of courage where like my body feels nourished. Like I've chosen to like train already this morning. I've chosen to move the snow, which is even more training. Like, I know that we are going to be just fine because I have acted on it. I really hope that these examples, like, you can glean. I know that these are realities of my life, but I really hope that they are creating a space and giving you into like an invitation to look at areas of your life where you are sitting in a place of fear and wanting to move through action to be in a place of courage. It's like the difference of trying to breathe with a 20-pound sandbag on your chest versus taking it off. I'm going to move on to another fear. A huge fear in reality lately has been my husband is in paramedic school. Although paramedic school, if we lived closer, he could come home every day. But the truth is, with the commute and everything, it's way too far. And so he stays down the hill Monday through Friday. Well, he comes home Friday evenings, but usually because traffic doesn't get home until around 7. There has been, this is something that I transparently move through this process of fear, action, and courage a lot, because this is a 5-month process where he's in school. And then it's like, pretty much it's a year process, although he's only in school for 5 months. And then the schedule will shift. So the fear is that like, I am having to do everything by myself. The fear is that like, I've got to like manage my daughter by myself and all of the animals and still like run all my businesses and do my podcast and maintain the house and the grocery shopping. And oh my gosh, could I keep going? And I choose regularly to act and create action so that these fears can become courage. One of the things that has been a huge action is we're like, how can we bring my husband into nighttime routine? How can we keep that connection there? And so he came up with this idea. It is the sweetest thing ever, but every single night, him and my daughter, they do an animal. So he has found these like kid YouTube shows that are just a few minutes long where they learn about another animal, what their sounds are, like where they live, like what they sound like when they're trying to get a mate. And it has created this connection where every night, even though he physically is not here, he is here digitally through the power of FaceTime and him getting to show the video on his iPad. And so that is an action item that took us out of the fear into courage. Another big thing that has had to happen as a result, because of me having to handle so much on my own during the week, is I've had to really put a lot of boundaries in place for myself, in my business, in my life, in my ability to like support other people. And I mean, I would love to just 100% always be available for my community and the people that I love. But the truth is that's not possible and it's not feasible, because the more that I give away, the less that I have for myself and my immediate family. So my action item has been to create some pretty big boundaries, and it has been so supportive because it creates a space for me to show up fully when I am with my client or recording a podcast or writing my book or whatever it is. And then I step away from that knowing that now this time is time to be a mom. The other thing that has like happened through this process is lots of communication and lots of grace. Like, I know that sounds kind of weird to have as an action item, but like, we have consciously had to choose and to remind one another to give each other grace as we move through this very challenging time and to stay in constant communication. The communication isn't always easy and it's not always peaceful, but the way that we're going to be able to support one another is by communicating to truly understand where one another is. Where am I at now in the courage is through this and like through the action of making this work, knowing that this is a priority, is because this is a betterment. Right now it's hard, but this is a betterment for our family and our family goals and vision and dreams and dynamics in the future. The other piece of courage is like finding ways to make this work. This is hard. It has been hard, but that doesn't mean it is all hard. We have found so much joy and we have been able to celebrate in such small ways. Like yesterday, we had the babysitter come for just like 2 hours. We went for snowboarding and then impromptu, we were going to come home and we're like, let's just go get lunch, and like went out and got lunch. And that right there was such a space of courage because we knew that that is what we needed to support us to get out of the fear of like moving back into another week where he's gone all week and a storm's coming while he's gone, and into a place of courage. So both of us have been able to start our week knowing that we're fine. Everyone is safe. Ryan and I have what we need for this week. He has what he needs to be down the mountain. Okay. The last example that I'm going to share is a really fun one, but honestly, I think one of the loudest from a personal like standpoint has been one of the loudest like polar opposites, like movement of fear, action into the final place of courage. So the fear, well, the item has been, I mentioned it before on the podcast, but a couple months ago, my college best friend called me and she was like, I just booked my trip to Portugal. Like, I know this is crazy and I know you have so much going on, but like, I just had to ask you like to come. And I'm like, I knew in that moment, like, when does your college best friend call and tell you, like, I'm going to Portugal, come with me? Like, when does that happen? And I knew in the moment, I'm like, in this moment right now, I have no idea how I'm going to make this possible. Like, with finding support from my daughter, with like the dog and the animals, financially, like taking time off work, Dan being in medic school. I mean, I could go on with like things that could stand and stay in the way. And I knew though, I told her, I said, girl, you just have to trust me. Like, I'm going to make this work. Like, I can feel in every ounce of my being, I'm going to make this work. So let's fast forward a couple months to this Saturday. I've been looking up flights, having lots of conversations with my husband and like trying to see like with my parents to support my daughter and all of that stuff. And I literally have my ticket in the like, what do they call it? In the like checkout. And all of a sudden, the fear that transpired as anxiety got so big and so loud. It's like, you're going to be gone for too long. You're going to be gone too far. Like, this is too much money. Like, what happens if something, like, what if something happens while you're on the plane and you have no idea because you can't get service on the plane? And like, are you going to be able to have service all the time there? And like, oh my gosh, just like, the like mind just, it was exploding, which then caused my body to start getting super anxious because then I started believing this stuff and started just thinking, well, I can't do that. I can't be gone that long. She's going to miss me. That's too much responsibility on other people. Like, I don't want to be on an airplane for that long and not be able to be in contact. And the list went on. There are a few action items that I did even to first get to the point of getting my ticket in the cart. One, it was ensuring that I had support for my daughter. Two, ensuring that I then had support for all of the animals. Three, ensuring that I didn't have anything pressing during that time. and could actually physically let go, for really allocating money and ensuring that I was able to do this. So all of that got me to being able to put the ticket in my cart. But what really got me that day to book my ticket, and I kid you not, if you're ever curious about this stuff, my husband is like witness to it all and can attest to it. Like sometimes I feel like, yeah, it's like my life is so magical and so special, but it's because I believe and I trust so much. So I was like, in that moment, I'm like, okay, is this your ego? Like, what is this? And so I immediately come into my office. I grab a deck that I was being called to grab. I've got a couple dozen decks that I like alternate between, and I always get called to what deck to use in that moment. So I grab my deck and I look out the window. I take the cards out and I hold the cards in my hand. And I literally say, universe, my guides, protectors, creators, am I supposed to go to Portugal with Jamie? And I gave the exact date. Please tell me what I need to know about this. So I gave specifics, who I was going with, the date that I was going, and where I was going. I shuffled my cards, and the card that popped out was yes. Don't overthink it, a million yeses. And that was it. I am not exaggerating. And I laughed, and my husband was like, don't tell me, like, what is it? He just like knows when I giggle that way. And I'm like, look at what I just pulled. And he's like, you're kidding me. And I'm like, I'm going, babe. And I looked at him and I'm like, are you sure? He has been so supportive with this. That is one thing that I am truly so grateful for, is the moment she called, he's like, go, go, go. I'll figure it out. Like, I've never done anything like this. Like, I had a couple work trips last year for the business mastermind I was in, but like that was something super specific. But like, since I've become a mom, I have never done a solo like adventure trip, especially with a girlfriend. And so I immediately after that booked my ticket. And so now that has me in a place of courage, a place of courage where I've bought my ticket, where I'm starting to just like dive into the research and like see all the things that we want to visit and do. And I sit here confidently knowing that like I am a part of a team. And although in the day-to-day, sometimes it's easy to forget that, and I feel very privileged and blessed to be in this place, like my husband, although he's in paramedic school, can move things around a little bit to like finesse that week. My parents, although they're going to need breaks from her, are incredibly excited to like have that type of time with her. Like when do grandparents get their grandkids without the parents? Like that's very rare. And you know how much grandkids like to, or grandparents like to spoil their grandbabies. So I sit here like in this place of courage, knowing that I've made the right decision, and I'm really, really inspired and excited about it. My friend, courageous soul, on the other side of fear is courage. And to get there, you need to take action. Courage and fear are one another's polar opposites. To find that coexistence, to be in that equilibrium, to be in that balanced state, you've got to create action. When you do, it is so freeing when you're on the other side. I hope that you are still here. I truly hope that this information and this insight resonated with you and gave you an intention to dive deeper into aspects of your own life where you're maybe staying in your fear and not acting from a place of courage. If this resonated with you, I would love for you to share it with your girl, screenshot it, put it on Instagram, and tag me at AshleyStrongSmith_. Oh, if it even resonates deeper, as always, please rate, review, and subscribe. This really helps so much with not only the expansion of this, but like the expansion of the type of guests that I can get on here. And you better believe that my list of women that I want in this space are huge and massive and at a pretty big caliber. Before I sign off today, there's one last thing that I do want to share with you. I have released a workshop that I am truly so inspired by. If you tuned in to episode 23, I really asked 8 questions to answer to build this heart-centered foundation for a courageous, intentional, and dream-filled life. I have taken the foundation of that podcast episode and what truly is the first chapter in my group coaching program, the Living Courageously Blueprint, and turned it into a workshop. So if you are in a space or a place where you're really wanting to make your dreams a reality, but dreaming itself feels too far out of your reach and you don't even know where to begin, know that I see you. I have been you and been there multiple times before. So this workshop is a 2-hour workshop to really create the space to connect within, to ask questions about what makes you you, and give yourself honest answers. It's on Wednesday, March 29th from 5 to 7 p.m. via Zoom. What is so special about these workshops that I host is the sisterhood of women that are ignited as a result of it. I hosted a workshop back in January, and one of the biggest feedbacks I got was how supportive it was doing this work in community with other women who are truly doing their absolute best to live presently, to live intentionally, to live courageously. So with this workshop, you come in because you really want to dream but don't know where to begin. And the most beautiful thing is you will leave with a deepened connection to your values, curiosities, and inspirations, tools to really connect your heart, your mind, and your body, and a sisterhood of women supporting one another. It also comes with a really rad companion workbook. I do personalized playlists for each workshop. And the most exciting thing is at the end of it, I'm giving inside access to the Living Courageously Blueprint 12-week group coaching program, the curriculum that is involved, with a pretty hefty discount code. So if that resonates with you, please go to the show notes. You can register online. It's $57. Would love to have you there. And if it resonates and there's someone in your life, a woman who you know that could benefit with this, please spread the love and the word. Thank you for being here. Thank you for shining your light in this world. Thank you for being your beautiful, inspirational, and courageous self. Until next time, have an amazing day.